Welcome back to the Free From Wall Street podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Libman. And as always, we're going to be diving into why multifamily investments and other things for passive income to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. Today, we're going to actually dig into stocks versus real estate. And we're going to take a look at the comparison of risks. Right. So you have heard us talking a lot about real estate versus stocks, and you know kind of the story, but let's define investment risk. Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we share how we have done over $200 million in real estate deals to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. If you're ready to start investing with purpose, visit freefromwallstreet.com. But for now, let's dive into this episode. Probability or likelihood of occurrence of losses relative to the expected return of any particular investment. Stated simply, it's the measure of the level of uncertainty of achieving the returns as per the expectations of the investor. I'm sure you've read those investment warnings. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, and there are no guarantees when it comes to investing. That's true. Let's take a look at what it looks like to invest in stocks versus real estate, the four basic risks of investing, and how commercial real estate investments mitigate those risks, and why the stock market can be much riskier than real estate. The key is not to look for investments that are risk-free. That doesn't exist. But to understand those risks thoroughly, determine your threshold for risk and ensure that you're doing everything that you can to mitigate that risk. Risk number one, market corrections. Stock market. One of the most common fears and possibly the biggest reason would-be investors remain on the sidelines is for fear of a sudden market correction. During a downturn, investors may exit quickly, which only solidifies their losses, by the way, while others aim to accept short-term losses in exchange for long-term gains. Historically, the market does bounce back, but clinging to that quote-unquote trust is challenging during a downward trend. Now let's look at multifamily. Recessions are sometimes good for multifamily real estate investments, especially when it comes to workforce housing. In good times, incomes and savings rates are higher, which means people tend to move to more luxury apartments. When faced with layoffs or pay cuts, homeowners tend to sell. Renters of those Class A apartments might downgrade to a more affordable option, like a Class B or a Class C. So hence, during a recession, demand for apartment actually trends up, thereby decreasing the risk.
Thank you so much for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. We're excited that you're listening and tuning in every week, but we want to have a two-way conversation with you, not just a one-way conversation. So go to integrityhg.com/webinar and join us on one of our weekly webinars where you can meet me, meet the team, have a conversation, and let's really talk about your investing goals and how we can help.
So risk number two, competition. Let's look at the stock market. When Netflix stormed the scene, they beat out Blockbuster because not only did they target the same audience, but they also got ahead of the technology and consumer trends. Consumers don't have insight into technology development or those companies' operations. Thus, new competitors have a significant impact on investment returns. In multifamily, competitors don't just spring up out of nowhere because space, zoning, permits, land is limited. When new apartments are built, they're usually Class A, meaning the new luxury tier, because it costs a lot of money to build apartments. You have to kind of reach for the top of that market to make it make sense. Since the demand for workforce and affordable housing is on the rise, the risk of having high vacancy is well maintained in Class B and C apartment buildings. It's fairly low. So risk number three would be consumer behavior. Companies who create products for people to use, like Facebook, iPhones, Apple, Happy Meals, soap, all of these things are consumable products. However, it's impossible to predict the length of term that these products and companies will have popularity. Blockbuster had a long reign. When technology and consumer behavior changed, the company stagnated, dragging investors down with it. Multifamily investments you don't have this issue, right? When you invest in real estate, you're investing in a basic human need that never goes away, the need for shelter. As long as humans have existed, we've required a roof over our heads, and that need has only strengthened over time, especially with these rising population trends. And then risk number four, this is the one that I always harp on, right, is lack of transparency when it comes to investing in stocks. It's like buying a train ticket. The train's leaving with or without you. You're on board, and it's not up to you how it goes. When the market is sailing upward, the ride is smooth and exciting. During a correction, a terrible, helpless feeling takes over. The conductor or the CEO is unreachable, and you better buckle up, because you have no control of that business or that operations, right? In multifamily, in a real estate syndication, you know exactly who the deal sponsor is. You can reach out directly to them. You can ask them what's going on. How's it going? What are the questions? And you're going to get feedback. You know, further, when you invest in a solid syndication, you can be assured that there are multiple buffers in place to protect investor capital, right? We have interest reserves. We have insurances. We have experienced professionals that handle these unexpected day-to-day operations. Plus, with monthly and quarterly updates, you have ongoing transparency into each and every deal. So there's certainly no right way to invest, right? The key is to invest, period. But understanding the risks going into it is really important, because that money you see sitting in your savings account, it's losing value due to inflation every second. And if someone offers you a, quote, risk-free investment or a guaranteed return, run. There's no such thing. It's dangerous to operate that way. So make sure you're getting to know the people that you want to invest with. Those are some of the tips that we have about what the risks are in the stock market. And that's just a few of them, right? The volatility of the stock market costs a lot of money. And there's volatility calculators on there that on the internet that I've talked to you guys about before. Go check those out. Put in some rates of return, put in some volatility. Just use the historical last 10, 20 years, you can see, right? I mean, this past year, COVID had a deep impact, right? A lot of stuff was shut down. The stock market made 20% this year in arguably the worst economy that we've had in a long time. So what are the reasons for that? There's no fundamentals behind it, right? And that goes back to our lack of transparency, lack of control, and just the risk overall that's involved with it. So anyway, my name is Steven. Thanks for tuning in to the Free From Wall Street podcast. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think.